The U.S. House plans to vote Thursday on a Republican bill to replace the Affordable Care Act, and Alaska Congressman Don Young isn't declaring a position. His office says Young has no new comments on the subject. Senator Lisa Murkowski wasn't so reticent today.
I have real hardship with the direction that I'm seeing the House go.
Murkowski says she hasn't followed every turn in the negotiations, but she doesn't like that the bill would allow insurance companies in some states to charge more for people with pre-existing conditions.
I watched the president's interview this weekend where he basically said, no, don't worry, pre-existing is covered. Well, it is and it isn't.
The bill President Trump negotiated with House Republicans would let states opt out of the requirement that insurers charge people of the same age the same premium, regardless of their medical status. Murkowski says that's the wrong feature of the Affordable Care Act to ditch.
I talk to Alaskans about the things that they care about. The first thing that is out of their mouth is, oh, I like the pre-existing condition part.
A new version of the bill would add $8 billion over 5 years to lower costs for people who are riskiest to insure. Murkowski says she's not sure that's the right approach. It's unclear if the House will vote on it before Friday when members depart for a 10-day recess.